This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is the Daily Digest on the Bigger Picture. I'm T. Shao Ik with Kelly Anisa and Sumitra Selvaraj. We have two stories for you, as always, today, starting with the first one.
Earlier this week, India revoked the special status of Kashmir in a bid to fully integrate the only Muslim-majority region with the rest of the country. We are going to unpack what this means and how this will affect India's regional ties.
And in our second story, we are looking at spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA. August is SMA Awareness Month, so we'll be looking at how this disease affects us all, even though it is actually a rare disease. So stay tuned to find out more.
If you have any thoughts on either one of our stories, or even both, please feel free to join the conversation today. You can tweet us at BFM Radio, or you can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899, or you can call us at 03-7733-2900.
All that coming up after The Beatles with There's a Place.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
That was The Beatles with There's a Place, and in our first story.
In the first few days of August in Kashmir, tens of thousands of additional Indian troops were deployed, a major Hindu pilgrimage was cancelled, schools and colleges were shut, tourists were ordered to leave, and regional political leaders were placed under house arrest. So at the time, the speculation was that Article 35A of the Indian Constitution, which gave some special privilege to the people of Kashmir, would be scrapped. So India's Bharatiya Janata Party, led government or BJP, then said it was revoking nearly all of Article 370, which was which is what 35A is a part of.
Right. Yep.
So this law has been the basis of Kashmir's complex relationship with India for some 70 years. So the BJP have characterized this decision as the correction of a, quote, historical blunder.
Right. So just for a little bit of context, now Article 35A allowed Kashmir a certain amount of autonomy, which included its own constitution, a separate flag, and freedom to make laws. But foreign affairs, defense, and communications remained under the purview of the central government. So as a result, Jammu and Kashmir could make its own rules relating to permanent residency, ownership of property, and fundamental rights. It could also bar Indians from outside the state from purchasing property or settling there, which means that after seven decades, those rights to autonomy have now been revoked.
And what has led to this? So Prime Minister Narendra Modi and the BJP have long opposed Article 370, and revoking it was in the party's 2019 election manifesto. So they've been arguing that it needs to be scrapped to integrate Kashmir and put it on the same footing as the rest of India. And after BJP returned to power with a massive mandate in the April-May general elections earlier this year, the government acted on its pledge, as we can see.
And one of the important questions now is, will this move affect regional relationships, specifically India's relationship with Malaysia? So I spoke to Associate Professor Dr. Ravi Chandramurthy from the Centre of Policy and Global Governance at the University Kebangsaan Malaysia earlier today to help us understand, you know, to help us answer that question and to unpack this for all of us. Here is a clip from that interview. All right, so can we start with perhaps you could give me a backgrounder on why Kashmir is so controversial?
Well, this is a long-standing, protracted issue of the Valley of Kashmir. India and Pakistan have been on loggerheads for the last 70 years over a territorial dispute, primarily over their claims of the region, which we call Kashmir. The conflict essentially started way back in 1947 during the partition of India that divided the land into independent countries of India and Pakistan. Unfortunately, it accompanied by one of the largest mass migration in human history, where millions of people moved from India to Pakistan and Pakistan to India. And in that process, as many as more than a million people died, especially civilians died, in riots, in fightings, and especially in the area of Punjab, all right, which was cut into half. So this is one of the background of the issue. The other one is actually one of the major issues of partition here is actually the dispute over Kashmir, which was actually a princely state. A princely state here means it was governed by a monarch, and it was not directly under the British rule, unlike the other territories in India. And now the whole area of Jammu, of Kashmir, is now controlled by three states. India and Pakistan, and also by China.
Mm.
But India controls the majority of the area. It controls about 55% of the land area, which is Jammu, the Kashmir Valley, Ladakh, and also there is a glacier called Siachen Glacier.
Mm-hmm.
And Pakistan administers what an area called Azad Kashmir and Gilgit-Baltistan, which is very close to the China border, a land area of about 30%. And the remaining 50% is controlled by China. So the whole area of the Kashmir issue is actually an area of overlapping claims over territory.
Yes, and now with the the latest controversial move to revoke Article 370, just how significant is this compared to previous actions that both parties have taken in the past in regards to Kashmir?
Okay, basically, it's there are several reasons for this. Like, if you look at how is it significant? Well, the relationship between India and Pakistan has been can be termed as the roller coaster ride. There are heightened levels of disputes and conflict between them, and there'll be some stages of relative peace. So it has been on a roller coaster ride between India and also Pakistan. But having said that, this is a very major thing, because there is what we call status quo within the region. Because there is a clear demarcation of India controlled Kashmir and Pakistan controlled Kashmir, which is there is a demarcation that we call the line of control. But now the line of control will eventually be a more permanent border for India. Is it? So I think there will be some implications there. Of course, there are resistance within Kashmir that will oppose this. We already see this happening, okay? And I know that Pakistan is also very vocal and aggressive towards India's move. And they have downgraded diplomatic relations with India.
Mm.
And that's number one. And I think that there will be several incidents of violence and, uprising and riots, in the Kashmir Valley, or even in the greater extent in the other regions as well, as a result of this announcement.
But is this a legal move? Can anyone challenge the legality of this?
Now, that depends on what angle you are looking at. I mean, if you look at it from India's point of view, it goes through a parliamentary process. Then one can claim some level of validity or legality in it, nevertheless. So that's point number one. But if you look from the perspective of the Pakistani perspective, the opponents of such a move, then they will argue that on the basis of abuse of right of indigenous people. All right, the decision is actually backtracks. It is not in the best interest of the indigenous population of Kashmir. And some would even argue that it is abuse of the spirit of the instrument of accession that was signed in 1949. So basically, in terms of legality, international relations is not definite science, So you can argue both ways, all right, on the aspect of legality of it.
All right. And how will this affect India's relationship with others in the region? Pakistan has reached out to Turkey, who may not be in the region, but they have even reached out to Malaysia to brief them on the situation. Do you foresee a possible division on the issue within the region itself, especially among Muslim-majority states? Because Malaysia has taken a strong stance with issues that affect Muslim-majority populations in the past.
Well, it is clear that Pakistan is trying to garner international support, especially from the Muslim majority countries in the region. on the Kashmir issue. But we must understand that this is a long-standing, protracted international conflict. People are aware of the dynamics of that conflict. So therefore, I don't think that it will have any major impact on bilateral relations, especially with regard to Malaysia and India. You know, India is too big or too important politically and strategically for Malaysia to ignore. So I think it will be a temporary spat. We have seen this, this similar response with regard to the Babri Mosque issue in India and other issues with regard to India. I think there will be some level of diplomatic sense that will prevail with regards to this issue.
Mm. And as you mentioned earlier, Pakistan has suspended certain diplomatic relations and bilateral trade with India. Do you foresee this escalating further? You know, in February, we saw both Pakistan and India go on the brink of war. You know, what would be the ideal reaction from Pakistan now? You know, what can we expect?
Prime Minister Imran Khan have already announced that there will be they will pursue the diplomatic cause. And Pakistan have already mentioned that they will bring this matter to the United Nations and the UN Security Council. So there will be some level of international action which will be done by Pakistan in that sense. There will be some international ramification, right, some consequences as a result of this. You know, see, the problem of this India and Pakistan, strategically speaking, is because both countries have nuclear weapons, you know. So both countries are imminent threat to each other, and that's number one. Number two is there is no safeguards because none of these countries have signed the international safeguards. That means they are free to use nuclear weapons. So I think the threat of war with regard to weapons of mass destruction is always hanging over the head, even in between India-Pakistan relations. So we will have to see how this manifests itself. But I see there will be, more violence in the region within Kashmir and also probably by elements that is supported by Pakistan. And we have to wait and see what's happening, what's going to happen soon.
That was Associate Professor Dr. Ravi Chandran Murthy from the Centre of Policy and Global Governance at University Kebangsaan Malaysia. Mm. So we have seen both India and Pakistan go head-to-head many times in the mm-hmm. past. In fact, this year alone in February, we almost saw that conflict escalate into an all-out war. At the time, Pakistan's release of a captured Indian pilot, yep. which they described as a gesture of peace, helped de-escalate the situation. Mm. So I suppose we would have to wait and see how Pakistan would react to all of this. You know, I know that they have expelled some diplomats from India, but we'll keep a lookout for more updates on this developing story because I think how Pakistan replies will also play a big impact on how this story unfolds.
I think we are already seeing how Pakistan's responding. Yes. They're very, very quick on the front foot with this and clearly trying to gather support behind.
Yeah.
And this isn't cause. Just a case of somebody being captured, right? This is a matter of land mm-hmm. and livelihoods and yes. people. And emotions are always mm-hmm. going to run high and tip over when it comes to homeland.
Mm. And very long, complex, complicated historical issues here.
Are we going to talk about how it's really the British government's fault here?
Let's say the British Empire, shall we?
It was. I mean, yes. because the conflict in Kashmir and Jammu does have its roots mm-hmm. in colonial rule in India and the hasty way in which partition was cobbled together and a line just drawn
arbitrarily.
Arbitrarily. Yes. Mm-hmm. And people having to cross borders and leave their homes. And what happened? The princely states, which Dr. Ravi mentioned, Prof. Dr. Ravi mentioned in your interview, were the ones that really got caught. I think over 500 princely states suddenly had to make a decision as to who their loyalties lay with mm-hmm. or whether they were going to remain independent. Yeah. Exactly. I think Kashmir chose to remain independent, but the terms of that weren't clear enough. And they're actually paying the price for it today. Yeah.
I don't even know how this will play out. I can't see there being an easy solution to it. I mean, obviously, we know there hasn't been easy solutions to these kinds of conflicts. And emotions, religious issues, all have to be taken into consideration.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I know now that the internet and the phone lines are restricted in Kashmir, so no one really knows the extent of, you know, how, what the situation is like there. So, I mean, like you said, Sumitra, it is sad because they are the ones who are caught in the center of this conflict.
For now, our internet and phone lines are not restricted. So if you do have any thoughts on this issue, please do share them with us. You can tweet us at BFM Radio or WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899. Or you can call us at 03-7733-2900 if you have any thoughts that you'd like to share.
We'll go for a quick break now and do catch up with us after the break. We have another story coming up. But first, here's Parky Kotz with Almost Had to Start a Fight.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.